It is the Mad Radio Morning After Week 3 edition. Landry Locker of Mad Radio, who you can hear Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 610 with Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne. After every Texans game, the morning after, hence the creative name, we go through all the sounds that you need to hear following the Texans' win or loss. And yesterday, heartbreaking loss. Doesn't get much worse than that. Texans fall to the Patriots 36-33. They had many opportunities to win this. There are five plays you could go through and say if this would have changed, the Texans would have won this game. But it didn't go well for them. We'll hear some of those plays. We'll hear from Deshaun Watson. But first, we start this edition of the morning after with Seth Payne of Mad Radio, doing what every strong man should do, every strong-willed man should do. There's no shame in admitting you're wrong. There's no shame in eating crow. We all do it. And Seth Payne decided to eat his crow with pride following Deshaun Watson's performance in Foxborough against the Patriots.
Deshaun Watson is just, honestly, I'm hook, line, and sinker, 100% conceding that I was wrong to not play him in the preseason, to not name him your starter at some point, and then to tailor an offense around him. You wasted a lot of time. You wasted six damn weeks that you could have been creating the Deshaun Watson Kansas City offense lookalike with all kinds of fun stuff that you saw yesterday, the backfield action. Don't give any of this nonsense. He took reps with the one. My ass. You would have run those plays on Thursday night if he'd taken so many reps with the one. You squandered time. You lost your opportunity versus the Jaguars. You could have been 2-1 at this point if you just simply started Deshaun Watson in the first game. And not to mention, if Deshaun had had three straight games as starter, not to mention the entire offseason to get ready and prepare as such and to prepare the rest of the offense, maybe you win yesterday as well.
In Seth's defense, he wasn't the only one who was wrong. There are a lot of people who like Tom Savage, including Bill O'Brien. And that's the main thing that I took from this game, following the game. Yes, you got Deshaun Watson you can build with. Yes, the Texans went toe-to-toe with the Patriots. But I sat there watching this game and I wondered, just like I did against Cincinnati and just like I did, quite frankly, when the announcement was made, how in the hell did Tom Savage start over Deshaun Watson? How did Bill O'Brien watch this offensive line go in the building every day during training camp with Deshaun Watson and not want to start this guy? I don't understand it. I don't want to crown Deshaun Watson as a franchise quarterback, but I will crown him as better than Tom Savage. Seth's doing the same thing now. He's on board with Deshaun Watson. Everybody should be on board with Deshaun Watson. He's fun to watch, regardless of what you think of him. And if it doesn't work out for Deshaun Watson, it's not going to be a Vince Young, Mike Vick situation where it's because his work ethic wasn't there. The kid gets it. The kid has a great work ethic. The kid, it has the it factor that everyone wants to talk about, or the dude qualities, as Matt Hammond likes to mention ever so often. And we'll hear from Watson a little bit later in this edition of The Morning After. Sticking with Seth Payne in our next clip in The Morning After, Seth was talking about why he was fooled into believing that Deshaun Watson wasn't ready. And fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times. Don't even know how many times Coach O'Brien has fooled Seth Payne, but he fooled him this year, and here's Seth talking about it.
I give Bill O'Brien too much credit. No matter how much I criticize him, I go back to being beta male and being like, well, O'Brien knows what he's doing, and he's got more time with these guys than anybody, and he wants to implement his system. And like, why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying he wants to implement his system? The system hasn't done crap for quarterbacks since he's been here. The system has yielded progressively worse offenses since he's been here, and yet I would continue to say that when it becomes very plain and evident yesterday that the system needed to be whatever the hell works for Deshaun Watson over the course of 6 weeks of training camp, not to mention the OTAs.
It is easy to second-guess the coach in many situations, but I will say this about Bill O'Brien. The offense looks pretty good. I know some people have some complaints about Deontay Foreman not getting used, so on and so forth. The offense looked good. The Texans lost yesterday because of their defense. It wasn't the offense. They lost because of their defense. And you could even make a case that they lost because of their defense in week one as well. Tom Savage, too. But they lost because of their defense yesterday. The defense had a chance to win the game. It didn't happen. O'Brien's offense looked pretty good. His clock management, not so great. But we won't get into that. We might get into it tomorrow on Mad Radio. Continuing the morning after following the Texans, Texans 36-33 loss to the New England Patriots. Mike Meltzer weighed in on the elephant in the room. And if you watched the NFL yesterday, you couldn't avoid it. Donald Trump had comments saying that NFL players who kneel should be fired, or he would like to see them fired. That led to a lot of protests. Some teams didn't even go out for the national anthem. Others locked arms. Others had certain players kneeling. It was a circus. There was a lot going on. There were a lot of opinions on Twitter. It basically turned into the election all over on a Sunday when a lot of people just wanted to watch football. Mike Meltzer weighed in on the elephant in the room, protests during football games, Donald Trump's comments, all that. Here's Mike Meltzer putting it in a very eloquent way, like Mike Meltzer's been known to do.
For me, like, one of my fundamental thought processes is that I don't think the government should tell private businesses what they should do with their employees. Kneel, stand, national anthem. I've always believed that no matter what president it is, I don't believe that the president of this country should tell employees of private companies who should be fired if they do or don't do something. I don't mind if they offer their opinions, because I have an opinion, you have an opinion, everybody listening has an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. I object to the notion of telling owners, most of whom are supporters of the president, I'm guessing the vast majority voted for him, what to do with their employees. I object to that, and I feel like that's actually a fairly conservative principle as far as the way I see things.
That Mike Meltzer is quite the insightful fella. I love when Meltz weighs in on stuff outside of sports. I also love when he weighs in on sports topics. Continuing on with the morning after on SportsRadio610.com, Jadeveon Clowney, he had a hell of a game yesterday. He had a sack and a pick six slash fumble return touchdown, whatever you want to call it, in New England. But I'm going to play the highlight from Vandermeer, because Vandermeer called it very well. And I want to weigh in on something that I loved about what Jadeveon Clowney did after he scored the touchdown. But first, here's Vandy on the call when Jadeveon Clowney scored the touchdown to put the Texans ahead.
Second down and 7 from the New England 28. Here's the snap to Brady. Here comes trouble, and here comes Merciless. The ball is out, and it's picked up by Clowney running to his left. 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! Jadeveon Clowney with a touchdown.
And what you don't see there is you don't see Clowney shoo his teammates off. Well, you don't see anything. You actually hear it. But what you don't hear Vandermeer talk about is he shoos his teammates off, and then he does the Gronk spike right there in Foxborough. That takes some coconuts. That takes some confidence. The two C's, coconuts, confidence. Clowney has both. And if you're going to Gronk spike in New England, you better back it up. Not all of the Texans' defensive players, Corey Moore, backed it up yesterday, but Jadeveon Clowney definitely did. And to have the testicular fortitude, for lack of a better term, to do the Gronk spike in New England, much respect to Jadeveon Clowney. Continuing the morning after on SportsRadio610.com, the Mad Radio Morning After. We're going to wrap this up with the man of the 3 hours yesterday. He's really a main attraction. Deshaun Watson, he's fun to watch. You enjoy watching him. Just didn't happen for him yesterday. And I don't know if he called out Bill O'Brien, but I think he made it very clear what he thought the Texans should have done late in the game. About 2.5 minutes left. Texans up by 2 points. Bill O'Brien elects to kick the field goal to go up 5. Rather than go for it on 4th and 1 and basically wrap up the game. A lot of people upset today on Overreaction Monday on Mad Radio. A lot of people upset on the internet, all over the place. Andre Ware, who you can hear on the broadcast, said that Bill O'Brien should have gone for it. Well, Deshaun Watson, I think, agrees with Andre Ware. Here's what he had to say. I'm not sure he called out the coach, but I'm not sure he didn't either.
Can't give, you know, Tom Brady the ball back with that much time, and you know, we'll learn from it.
Maybe Deshaun means that they needed to convert on third down. Who knows? But you can tell that Deshaun Watson, if it'd been up to him, he wanted to go for that, as did a lot of fans. It could go either way. Bill O'Brien put it in the hands of his defense. His defense let him down, and the Texans are 1-2 heading into Sunday's matchup against the Tennessee Titans. We'll wrap this up hearing the best of Deshaun Watson at the podium. Watson talking about being battle-tested, talking about moral victories, talking about His early takes two starts into his NFL career. Here's the Texans starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
You know, we put in the work for a reason to get to this point. And, you know, you can't have no doubt, you know, when you step on the field at this level. You can't take a play off, so you got to continue to do that. And you know, I don't worry about what people have to say about me or this team. You know, they're not the ones out there playing, so they don't really know what it's like. I just try to make plays as much as I can when nothing's there and try to keep the chains moving and move the ball and try to score points. I've been, you know, doing that when I was at the collegiate level. Each quarterback I try to look at and see what they're doing because maybe their game can help me out of my with my game. And, you know, I always try to, you know, learn as much as I can from anybody.
Hard not to enjoy watching Watson play. Tough loss for the Texans again, 36-33. This has been the Mad Radio Morning After Week 3 edition. I'm Landry Locker, who you can hear Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. On Mad Radio. Coming up later this week in the show, we're going to try to make Marcus Mariota a villain. We hear all the praise about him. I'm going to try to make him a villain. Seth's going to have the most encouraging and discouraging things. We're going to talk to John McClain about the Texans on Wednesday. It's going to be a lot coming up. This has been the Mad Radio Week 3 Morning After. Thanks for listening.